Are we okay? Okay. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees on March 7th, 2013 at 7:03 p.m. And if I could have Samantha do the pledge for us. Thank you. Samantha Bernardo.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Samantha. Excellent. Tonight, we do have a special award that I would like to start out with, and I'm going to invite all the trustees to comment.
Sure.
Why don't you come up with me here? And this is an award that has also been given by our sister, I call it our sister city, Westerville, Ohio, to Mr. Tom Bernardo of Giammarco's Restaurant in recognition of being named Westerville Area Chamber of Commerce's 2012 Business Person of the Year, and with deep appreciation for your tireless support and commitment to our community. Your generosity and many contributions as both a business owner and a township resident have made Genoa Township a better place for all. Genoa Township, 2013. Tom.
Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate this. I remember being in this office, in this room, probably about 3 years ago. And I don't know if Joe Clace is here tonight, but everybody, Joe, hey, buddy, how are you? So, I came down, sat there, and just amazing how it became a reality from just a piece of dirt on the corner up there to Giammarco's. And we're doing great. Thank you for all the support of this entire community and everybody in this room. It's been an incredible journey, and we're very pleased that we continue to do well. Everybody supports us, so knock on wood. We're going into our second full year of being open. We opened December 21st, 2010, and so just over our second year anniversary. And Bocce League is going great, and so I know everybody's having a lot of fun with that. The community continues to rally around us and support us. I want to thank my wife who's here, my family, Sam, Lance, and Thomas, who are always a big, big part of this. And just really thank you. This does mean a lot to me. It's this community is very important to me, and we're very blessed to be a part of it, and really, really appreciate you guys having me here tonight. So thank you very much.
Hey, Tom, if you and your family could stick around, we'll get some photos. But I just have one or two things I'd like to say. I don't know how many people in this room are from the Columbus area or lived here long enough, but I don't know if any of you remember these restaurants: Ricardo's, Monte Carlo, Da Vinci, family-owned Italian restaurants that were really nice sit-down places to go. And they're not around anymore, where they're around in a diminished capacity. And there's been a real void in this area of having an independently owned, quality sit-down Italian restaurant. And until Tom came along with his vision and making Giammarco's what it is. And, you know, it's more than a place to get something to eat. I mean, you can eat anywhere. But, you know, I think back to those restaurants I named, and those were places where I went there on dates in high school, or we went there for birthday parties, or you name it. I mean, a lot of memorable special events. And that's what Giammarco's is, or that's how I see it as. This is a place where decades down the road, I'm going to think back, and I'm going to remember playing bocce in the spring and in the summer, out back, having a beer. I know that there are a lot of teenagers that are going, taking their dates there for the first time. There are people that are going to propose there, have 50th birthday parties, you name it. And so it's more than a great place to eat. It's a place where I think a lot of great memories are going to be created over the years. And I'm really excited. I'm really grateful. So thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Tom, I also just want to extend our appreciation to you. Working in the area now, we have some folks who live up in this area, and you've really helped identify the township. I mean, people now refer to, well, you go up Polaris and you turn left on Route 3 and you go up and you pass G. Marcos, and then so you become a landmark up here, and that's very important, I think, not only to you as a business but to us as a township to help provide us an identity. And so I know when I came on as chairman, I made a resolution that we shall no longer call the township by a certain name. But as in honor of you, tonight we can refer to it as Genoa Township. Genoa Township. So thanks.
Let it be known that I called it Genoa Township. He undid. But...
I'd just like to thank Tom and his beautiful family, and I just know you've worked so hard for this, and we really appreciate it, and that's shown in as we show up in the restaurant in the play bocce ball. Thank you. All right. Well, I know you're all here for the rest of our meeting. I'm going to move ahead and go into fire, and so you can begin the celebration.
Good evening.
Evening, Chief.
The first order of business is I would like to recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Eric Simpson from full-time employment effective March 9th, 2013.
Chief, could you repeat that date? I'm sorry. Madam Chair, I'd like to motion that we accept referally Eric Simpson's resignation from full-time employment effective March 9th, 2013.
Second.
Second amendment.
Okay. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Well, with that, next order of business, I'd like to recommend a motion to hire Andrew D. Janantoni as a full-time firefighter paramedic for the department effective March 11th, 2013. Andy came on with us in January as a part-timer. He's been doing a great job, and everybody's excited to bring him on full-time. So,
is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to hire Andrew D. Janantoni to the position of part-time firefighter paramedic, Genoa Township Fire Department, effective March 11th, 2013.
I second that motion.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gebhardt, that was really good for not being
That was
talented.
Pretty good. I wonder
Andy, come on up.
Yes.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Andrew.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support. Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of the State of Ohio.
Constitution of the United States and the laws of the State of Ohio.
And I will discharge the duties of firefighter in Genoa Township.
That I will discharge the duties of firefighter in Genoa Township.
Delaware County.
Delaware County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During the continuance of my appointment.
During the continuance of my appointment.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Andy, you want to introduce who you brought tonight?
I have my parents, Rita and Mike, and my niece, Aubrey, my brother, Jason, and his son, Alec, and the left of him, his son, Addie. And in the back row, my brother-in-law, Mike, my sister, Michelle, and my nephews, Drew and Justin.
Very good.
All right. Welcome.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
While Andy's signing that, next order of business, I'd like to recommend a motion to hire Ryan McLean as a part-time firefighter paramedic for the department effective April 3rd, 2013. Ryan is currently a firefighter paramedic for Pleasant Valley Fire Department and also a paramedic in St. Anne's in an emergency room as a paramedic. So Ryan's going to come on with us part-time. So. Ryan, do you want to come on up? There you
go. Madam Chair, I'd like to motion that we hire Ryan McLean to the position of part-time firefighter paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department effective April 3rd, 2013.
Second the motion.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
I will discharge my duties as a firefighter.
Discharge.
Genoa Township, Delaware County, State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During the continuance of my appointment.
During the continuance of my appointment.
So help me God.
So help me God. Congratulations.
Ryan, you want to introduce who you brought with you?
I brought my wife, Brittany, my mother-in-law, Sherry, my father-in-law, Tony, and my father, John.
Welcome.
Good. Welcome.
If we can just take a little break so we can get a couple
sure.
photos against the wall, Lenny. And then right after this, folks, you can go down to the fire station for cake and ice cream. Brock, you've already had some today, Dave.
All right. Madam Chair, if I could, while they're getting arranged here, Andrew and Ryan are coming on board. Just want you to know that this is a pretty tough crowd group you're joining here. Chief, maybe you'd want to share with them what some of them did down at the, I believe it's the state office building, what our history has been in that little exercise.
Well, I'm telling you, the two of these guys are going to fit right in because their Mets were right up there at the top, 15 and 16 Mets on their physical coming in. But just so the audience knows, 19 of our 30 full-time employees and two of our part-time employees went down to the Rhodes Building for the cystic fibrosis stair climb. Now, they climbed 40 flights in full gear and SCBAs. And it's these individuals at the back of the room that have done that. And they raised $1,100. And that now, when you say 19 out of 30, that means we still had to have people back at the station, you know, on duty. So almost every person that was off duty went down there and succeeded and did a great job raising the money for that. Very proud accomplishment for them. It says about what they are and how seriously they take the physical fitness commitment for the fire service. I also just want one little more. That was the largest number from any department, from my understanding, down there.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
And Chief, the rumor that the rest of them stayed back because I was shoveling my snow in my driveway and they didn't want me to have a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your rumor.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations to everyone.
Yes.
Okay. That's all we have.
We've got a great picture of that, too, that we're going to put in the newsletter.
Yes,
and
yes,
it should
do.
Be on the website. Is
yes.
it on the website yet?
It's not on the website yet, but Lenny also has the information. We're hoping Lenny does a little story with it, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
we passed it on to Lenny
great.
Also. So.
Thanks, Chief. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. You guys can go ahead and have cake and ice cream now.
Thanks. Thanks.
I was going to say, I don't know if we take a break.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fast.
I need to get no more. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Leo.
Leo's back there. Okay. Fiscal officer's report.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Myers.
Just two items. The first item will be the Records Retention Commission met this evening to approve our retention and disposition policy for the year. So we did make approve that as a commission, but just as another step, which we do in a lot of things around here, we'd like to ask the board to go ahead and approve it as well.
Okay.
Approve the fact that we approved our recommendation. So I would ask for a motion to approve the Genoa Township schedule of records retention and disposition as approved and recommended by the Genoa Township Records Retention Commission.
Madam Chair, I'll go ahead and make a formal motion to approve the Genoa Township schedule of records retention and disposition as approved and recommended by the Genoa Township Records Retention Commission.
Seconded.
Okay. Discussion. Mr. Myers, could you just explain? We do this every year.
Yeah, we have a policy in place that whether it's fire records, whether it's police records, fiscal records, administrative records, everything has within the law, within the Ohio Revised Code, time frames for which we must keep paper files. Once outside of that, we have to have a policy on how we will dispose, when we will dispose by, and that's what this policy outlines. And then we do have what's called an RC3 form that's filled out when we do want to do a disposition, and we are going to do that in the fiscal office by May 2013. There's some records that were from 1999 to 2009, that 10-year period, and the police as well, some things from 1998 to 2010 that fall within those periods. That'll be done by April 16, 2013. So within that policy, we can free up space, we have stuff electronically,
right.
And within the law, dispose of things we don't need any longer.
Right. Thank you very much. All right.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Myers.
No problem. The only other thing I have is a supplemental appropriation, $2,000 moved from the training line item for administration to the training line item in zoning for general fund other expenses. And I think Joe and Paul may have a comment about that as well. You said you were going to talk about this.
This was previously approved the first week of January. We just failed to recognize the line item that it was coming from. And Paul has graciously offered that to come from the administrative line item, administration office line item. So,
Joe, is this the $2,000 to support the GTBA
correct.
Retention efforts and
some
of the development programs
okay.
that are going to be happening
okay.
throughout the year?
Right. Correct.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I will motion to retroactively authorize the fiscal officer to process the following supplemental appropriation. To fund 1000-130-519-0000 from fund 1000-110-519-0000 in the amount of $2,000, reason being general fund and other expenses.
I'll second the motion.
Discussion. I think you've already mentioned what it's for.
Yeah.
Genoa Township Business Association.
There's going to be a series of collaborative efforts between our development office and the GTBA. Some retention meetings, some publications. I think they're going to put
okay.
together, And this is money to basically help fund those efforts. Okay. The original plan was for us to, I think, contribute 1,000 and have the GTBA kind of raise money amongst themselves for the other 1,000. Mm-hmm. We had a discussion. We thought that just fronting all the money was the least we could do to help drive economic development. I mean,
sure.
They step up. All these businesses step up for so many events that.
And their success helps our bottom line.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfine.
Aye.
Motion carries. Anything else?
That's all for me.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, yes. Can I make one quick comment? I'll be speaking to the TIF later, but I thought it's worth noting. I've spoken with County Auditor George Kaitzer the other day, and I think it was in the paper as well, but Delaware County has received a AAA rating by Standard & Poor. They are only one of two counties in the entire state, the other one being Franklin, that has a AAA rating.
Oh, my gosh.
And there are only 70 counties out of 3,000 in the entire country that have a AAA rating.
Boy.
So I think that was
that's
pretty tremendous
that's
news.
Great.
And
yeah.
I did see it reported, but you can't report it.
Gee, enough.
You can't over
report
it enough. Exactly.
Right.
So
I
just,
great.
You know, to be in that sort of company is
that's great.
It's pretty special. So just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you. Okay. New business, please.
Public comment, please.
Oh, public comment. You're right. Anyone tonight would like to give public comment, please come forward and just state your name and address. Thank you.
Hi. I like this after the room clears.
Yeah.
Always wanted to join Toastmasters, but I don't like to talk in front of people. But anyways, Mary DeBlasey, and I'll give you the address of the property that I own on Jaycox Road at 5645 Jaycox in Galena, 43021, I believe. Anyways, I missed you guys, and I just wanted to come and see you because I'm going to run for a trustee someday when I live in this area. Anyhow, I'm here because of the drainage east of my property, the 26 acres that was dedicated to Genoa from Sheffield Park. I don't know what year that was. But I want to make sure you're on the same page with Paul and I. I'm sure Joe and you are aware of Delaware County and the Delaware County engineer, John Pacine and Mike Ridge. I've been talking to them in regards to correcting some drainage that was addressed originally with that soccer association stuff when someone said the water was coming on and blah, blah, blah. Well, they've recently, Mike Ridge says, we really need to do a survey, and John agreed with it. And they wanted me to give permission to allow them to walk my property and so on and so forth. And I said, fine, but I think it'd be a good idea if we all get our totes on and go out together. So I can point out stuff that was aesthetically changed to make it look pleasing when they filled in all the dirt, the ditches with dirt that lined Jaycox Road. Sheffield did that and put little earth mounds. And then the former trustees allowed for that, the great big earth mounds known as the sledding hill. And it's to my belief that when they change anything like the lay of the land, it's supposed to be as good as or better. And I used to be able to drive on my property with my truck, and now I can't even walk on it, and it's soaking wet. So it's not the same as, and it's not better. And it originally started with ODOT when they raised the overpass, and they plugged up a drain, and I said it's like a cartoon because all the drain tiles started popping east. And then when we walked it originally in May, when COSA was addressing that soccer association, I mean, it was up to my calves. And I was like, I'm not walking this. And they were going to walk back. And I said, I'm not walking this. So it needs corrected. I know it's in the works, but I want to make sure that it's on documentation. And since you all were voted in, I believe that you need to be on the same page with the rest of us. So that's why I'm here. This is a fluke because I just happened to call Joe and I was talking earlier, and he said, there's a trustee meeting. I said, when? And I said, I'll come now. And then I didn't even know he was coming. And then I was like, hey, it must be Italian night. And then I was like, hey, and I'm looking for wedding bands on these firemen, because I like firemen. But I'm like, okay. So anyways, that's that. And it's, I appreciate you listening. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. And I know Paul's aware of what's your work with the engineer.
Yep. Mike Ridge, he's working internally with John Pacine. John was wrapping up some of the engineering yesterday. He called Bob Matthews and I. We had a telephone conference call together. And John's aware of the issues up there, and we're waiting on the engineer's office to create that drainage plan for the township. So
okay.
It's a little too wet up there right now to do anything, but we're hoping by the time the plan's ready, we can do something
the
to help.
The weather will be ready to take a look at it, huh?
Move around okay. Some of the dirt.
Okay.
Go ahead.
With the drainage plan also taking into account the land that the township has there as well, I mean, what's the extent of this, of the plan that's being done?
It's for drainage on our property where the 26 acres
okay.
are.
So it's primarily the township property that happens to be impacting on Mary's?
Yeah, they have the topos all prepared okay. and they know what direction water flows. So the plan they give us will help address that, and it'll probably be an open, a swale method to transfer water, mm-hmm. much cheaper than boxing in culverts and things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Paul, do you have, I mean, I understand that we're waiting on things out of our control, but do you had to put together a rough timetable that you would estimate certain things, certain steps to be completed throughout the remainder of the year. That at this time,
knowing what Bob has coming up on his schedules, I'm going to pass the mic over to him and give us an estimate.
If we have the plans, we can probably get up there and do something in late spring or early summer.
Okay. So it's safe to say that by end of summer, early fall, it will be completed by
yes.
then.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Please.
Nothing.
Okay, maintenance.
First up is sidewalk policy update. In your packets, there's the letter of necessity of repairs that we're going to send out, and then the sidewalk maintenance agreement. The maintenance program schedule for Zone 1 and a right-of-way. That's what everybody that has a deficiency will get. And it's just so you can look it over and make sure that you're comfortable with what it says and what we've done. It's got the dates that we're going to send the letter out in this dates when it's got to be back and stuff. So if you could just look that over, and if you see okay. any comments. And the map that Paul put up, I divided the township into four quadrants. We're done with the evaluations in Zone 1, 3, and 4. And we're going to have two done by the next meeting. So I'll have every address that we're going to send letters out. And what we're going to do is Zone 1 will be the first year in 2014. Zone 2 will be 2015. And Zone 3 and 4 will be 2016. In Zone 3 and 4, that area doesn't have many sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively all our new there's only probably, I'd say, 30 houses in them two zones that have any sidewalk deficiencies. So that's what we're at now. And like I say, next meeting I'll have zone two done, and I'll have all the lists of addresses and everybody's costs of what they can expect, and that cost will be on the letter to them, but everybody's will be on one sheet for the trustees to look at.
Okay. Okay. Any questions with Bob?
Bob, you said there's only about 30 homes total in 3 and 4 combined?
Correct.
Does it make sense to just roll those in with zone one and do three zones at once?
Zone one has 220, and I think zone two is going to have more than zone one. Mm-hmm. With what we've done on zone one already, if we get the price at $950 a square for sidewalks, we're going to put out about, the engineer's estimate will be $65,000 to $80,000 for the bid. So them two other zones, 3 and 4, I think is $5,000 between both of them.
Okay. So that 80, you said 80,000 roughly? $80,000 would be to do all the sidewalks in zone one.
Correct.
Okay.
So to follow up on Rick's zones 3 and 4, there's not going to be any cost savings by putting them in with one, or there won't be any more cost. It won't be more costly in 3 and 4 since there are a fewer number.
It could. That's what I want to. Next month I'll be able to tell you exactly what zone okay. 2 has, and that's why I already combined 3 and 4, because it doesn't make sense to put a bid out for $2,500 worth of sidewalks.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, even if you did 1 and 3, it looks like what Route 3 seems to be the east-west.
Yes.
So, I mean, then you would have you'd have the east side on one schedule, the west side on the other, so it might be something worth looking at. But.
Well, we need to also be realistic about what other projects you're going to be working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
don't want to put too much. You've already got a lot on your plate and on your crew's plate. We don't want to overwhelm you any more than we are. So,
right.
You guys are the best judge of what you can manage and what you can't. So,
the other thing would be to cut down, like maybe do half of, zone one, and then the other half the next year. I mean, there are different variations we could do, because there's so many, you've got so many, you've front loaded it to a very large extent.
Like I say, I'll know more
okay.
after I've seen zone two, how many is in that.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
we can talk about then
yeah.
and decide.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the research you've done. I mean, you've looked at City of Westerville, some other places as far as what their policy and costs, and so, not grabbing numbers and making decisions. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And you'll be doing on, is it this year, Bob, 13, that you're going to do the ADA?
Correct.
Okay.
We're going to do zone one wheelchair ramps this year. So far, I've bought the ADA panels. For them, there's 178 intersections that need to have panels put in them. And the first cost that I got last year was $35,000 for them panels, and going by what we had paid for them. But I went back to the place we bought them and said, we want to buy 200 at one time, is there a better price you can give us? And they did work out a price. We saved $17,000 buying them all at once.
Gee, that's great. Good. Good. So the $80,000 figure, what did you say, between for zone one, you said between 65,000 up to 80,000. And that is what residents are responsible for, because these are sidewalks in front of
Correct.
The residence home.
Correct.
That, okay. Okay. And we're picking up the ADA, Americans with Disability
Correct.
Act, parts of the sidewalk that need to be up to code, well, up to, it, they need to meet the standards of the law
yes.
in compliance. Okay, well, we'll take a look at the letter again and see if we have any changes to the letter, all of us, and then also the schedule. And then we'll wait, too, to hear from you. And fortunately, we have the time on this, which is great, so we can give this proper thought before we move ahead.
Did you need letter approval tonight, or
no.
you were just giving us
No,
update?
Just giving it to you with what it's going to have it in. Like Barb says, we got plenty of time to get them out January 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next item is resurfacing for this year. The county has given me an estimate they want to bid out, and that engineer's estimate is $366,200, and it's just over 3 miles of streets, and just needs the board's approval saying that we agree with the estimate.
There's some explanation too needed. I know you're looking at it, Rick, and wondering what one of those roads are. If you looked at the list, Medallion Drive East is on that list.
Mm-hmm.
The township has applied for Ohio Public Work Grant money. We're hopeful that we're going to be getting it this summer. So if we do get it, it would be bid out and finished this summer also as part of the summer paving program. The county engineer wanted to bid that together to expedite the bid process for any approved OPWC grant money. So the township would not be on the hook for that $204,800. So just a little FYI, this is only permission to go out to bid
okay.
what the trustees approved the engineer to bid. So
okay.
that's what your vote is tonight.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's have a motion and
yeah.
we can discuss if we need to.
I'm trying to go ahead and make a motion that we approve the 2013 Delaware County Road Improvement Project or Program Township Road Summary Estimate provided by the Delaware County Engineer in the amount of $366,200.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Thanks for clarifying that, Paul. That was, you read my mind.
Bob, what's the, we run into this every once in a while. I mean, roads need to be fixed. We want them fixed, but it seems like every time they are, people are surprised and they're concerned about
it's a
tar
good
and
yeah.
whatever else. What's our normal process for notifying residents, say, along Medallion East or any of the roads being planned?
When the county does it, we will notify every resident by letter, and if we're doing something, we notify them for chip seal or not chip seal, slurry seal, or just a crack seal. We put out flyers on the doors.
Okay.
But so, we'd notify them.
Good.
Okay.
I thought we did, but just to clarify. So, all right, thanks.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Trustee. One question that I know has come up a lot has been water, the grading of the roads, more so the curbs, to allow water to drain normally down the street and into a basin. I know on my street it just kind of stagnates in the curb. We've had a lot of complaints about it. When they go and actually redo the roads, is there any opportunity to adjust? I know we can't adjust the curbs themselves, but is there any opportunity to do anything to the roads that would help out with those problems or not? Is it a whole other issue?
Unfortunately, the road goes to the gutter plate, but the water that's standing in the gutter plates is a concrete.
Yeah.
It really doesn't affect it one way or another.
Thought I'd ask. Because I know we're going to get the question.
Yeah.
Paul, haven't you told me in the past, I mean, I have the same situation actually in front of my house, and there's another way that instead of having the water run out into the gutter, that there's a way that you can go right into the storm sewer, is it?
Yeah, it will help if it's your property where the water is coming from. Some of our residents on my street have some pumps that lead out into the roadway.
Right.
And so what they've done was before the sump pump hits the road, they put a Y in that pipe and then made a connection to the under drain below the curb, pop that in there, so the water will first drip down into that under drain, and if it did back up that way, it has an outlet out to the curb. So. It's $200-$300 fixed from contractors. If anybody's interested in doing that, Bob would be able to advise them and issue a permit for that work in the right of way, which is free.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions? Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpone.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next item is. From last year's resurfacing, they forgot to bill us for when they planed off the asphalt on Big Walnut at Route 3. They took out the loops, and I told them they needed to put them back in, and they didn't bill us for it until about 2 weeks ago. Is $7,140 to put back them loops to the Shelley company.
Vehicle detector.
What's up, Paul?
It trips. You go up and trips the traffic light on 3 so that the traffic light knows that the car is sitting on Big One.
So when they did some work on the intersection?
When they planed off the pavement, they took an inch and a half off so it wouldn't finish higher than the road.
Right.
The loops are only down about an inch.
Okay.
So they get ground out whenever you have a traffic signal at that intersection.
Okay.
When you resurface, it's common.
Yeah. Okay.
It just wasn't factored into the
original.
It
wasn't factored.
Okay. All righty. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I will motion to approve a purchase order to the Shelley Company in the amount of $7,140 for traffic loops on Big Walnut.
Second.
Discussion.
Is this something that is bid out? Is this state term pricing? Do you happen to know?
Say that again.
Is this $7,000 amount? Is this something that is bid out? Is this state term pricing? Is it something that we can shop around for? Or is the
if it was our signal, yes, we could have.
Okay.
But with the state, they require certain contractors to put the loops back in,
okay.
And the Shelley Company hired out Complete General. Because that's one of the contractors they use.
Okay. Just
okay.
Good question. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpone.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next item is a PO request for McNamara Park pond maintenance to Mike Zimmerman and company. For $6,600 is to bore underneath old Route 3 and try to resolve the problem with the water standing in the pond deeper than we were originally told it was going to be.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I motion to approve a purchase order to M. Zimmerman in the amount of $6,600 for McNamara Park Pond maintenance.
Second. Discussion?
Bob, we...
I know there's been some issues with that pond really since it was first constructed. It was supposed to be a rain garden and it turned more into a pond. So how will this get it back to what its original intent was, or why are we doing this?
This will get the neighbors on the east side of the road happy.
Okay.
Because we're going to end up draining all the water that's standing in there now back to a rain garden.
Okay. All right.
So does it make more sense? So the idea is to reduce the amount of water in that pond?
Correct.
Is draining it, does it make sense to maybe fill in the pond or something to make it shallower? Does that do anything?
There's not enough room to make that retention pond to handle the storm water if you did that.
Okay.
It's got to be big enough to hold the 100-year storm, and the only way you can get that would be enlarge that pond, and we don't have the room to.
So the water will then go out of the pond into
It'll leach in the underdrain, and that underdrain will be ran across and halfway down where we connected the pipe that comes out of it now. It'll go on down to meet elevations. We can't do it any other way to meet the elevations of it.
Okay.
Yeah, because we've had complaints from people who live across the street that the water is ending up in their yard with the rain, so.
Okay. It'll fix the problem, so.
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Kirkland.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next item is the purchase of two pickup trucks, one for the maintenance department, one for buildings and ground. It is to replace the pickups that are on the schedule for replacement. The one is 11 years old and the other one is 12 years old. And they were budgeted for 22 apiece.
Okay.
And one of them is for 19.6 for the maintenance and 21.4, 13.50 for the buildings and ground.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve purchase order for White Allen Chevrolet in the amount of $21,413.50 for 2014 Chevy Silverado 2500 for buildings and grounds.
Seconded.
Discussion.
Madam Chair, if I might. I think it was at the last meeting that we approved a new truck for the fire department, and I thought that we were going to transfer the old truck to, was it buildings and grounds or was it
parks?
To parks.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we need two trucks then?
Yes, we could use more than two if you really want to know.
Okay,
we don't have enough trucks to transport the 10 summer helpers that we hire that work here for 4 or 5 months anyway.
Okay.
And the one thing I did forget, these are on state bid. That's why the prices are lower than you or me could go out and buy a pickup for.
You got that right. Okay. I
sure.
I that was in my head. I remember we bought the truck and we were going to give it to somebody. Thank you.
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Lewis. Aye.
Mr. Kirkland.
Aye.
Motion carries. Another motion then for maintenance.
Yeah, Madam Chair, go ahead and just make a motion to approve purchase order to White Allen Chevrolet in the amount of $19,600 for 2014 Chevrolet Silverado for maintenance department.
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Kirkland.
Aye.
Motion carries. Big Walnut Road project.
Next item is a purchase order to Advanced Drainage Systems for $25,000 for pipe to enclose the ditches on Big Walnut from State Route 3 to Worthington Road. And this is needed. The crashes that we have seen on that stretch of road, the county was going to do a design of Worthington Road and Big Walnut intersection, and all of them, the wrecks were caused by the ditches being too steep. We thought that would be cheaper than the $750,000 to put an extra lane at the intersection of Worthington and Big Walnut.
All right. Where are most of the crashes then along that area?
From most of them between Worthington and the first big curve.
Yeah. Okay. Coming from, like, towards the Township
toward,
Hall?
Coming
from Worthington at, when
Route
people
3.
Take a right?
Yes.
And then. Chief, any comment?
No.
Okay. That is a curve.
Wasn't this a long time ago issue about a developer that was supposed to maybe fix that curve? I thought there was a former trustee that maybe raised that issue.
I hadn't heard it.
Never mind.
No, I think you're right.
I seem to recall, I think it was Trustee Barber who had talked a long time about the nature of that curve and it was supposed to be taken out, and it was maybe somebody else's responsibility to do that, but I don't know.
Well, with the ditch enclosure, we're going to widen the berm on that curve, so there'll be a lot more room to get off the edge of the road and get back on the road without crashing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a speed issue. They're just going too fast to take the curve. Yeah.
Sure.
So really by straightening that out, I mean, it might actually cause cars to go faster because they have to slow down for the sign eventually. But
You're very cynical.
It happens.
Oh, gosh.
Madam Chair, I will motion to authorize the following purchase orders for the Big Walnut Road Project to vendor Advanced Drainage Systems, Inc., the amount of $25,000, and to National Lime and Stone Company, Inc., in the amount of $10,000.
Second motion.
Okay. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr.
Carfagno.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Madam Chair, it's kind of related to Bob. I think, Bob, at the last meeting, I may have mentioned some new signs up at Worthington and Lewis Center. Some signs that say cross traffic doesn't stop that I saw over in Harlem Township. I talked to Chris Bowserman the other night and mentioned it to him, and he said, oh, yeah, I can't. We're putting those up. And so just keep bugging him. Maybe you have.
I have called him three times.
Have you?
And I've been told that the signs are ordered, and as soon as they come in, they'll put them up.
Perfect.
And I see they put the red and white stripes on the poles, on the traffic poles that hold the stop sign, but that's all I've seen.
Yeah, those big yellow signs that say cross.
Yeah, that's exactly that'll what I said you wanted.
Good, thank you, I appreciate that.
Okay, I got one more thing that came up from the snowstorm. We need to do, we put in letters to the newsletter and tried to get communication out there that the kids put their basketball nets on the post out by the street. Well, we was plowing, and the truck was going by one of them, and the net got caught on the mirror and proceeded to tear the truck all up. And the estimate to get the door fixed is $3,788 because we caught the net and it ripped the door off. So I think that we need to, I'm not going to fix it because that's one of the trucks that we're going to replace this year. We're going to take a door off of one we're keeping and put that bad door on the one we're going to sell.
All right. Yeah.
And let somebody else worry about the $4,000 bill. But I think we need to make a policy that in the end of November or sometime when winter starts, that them basketball nets need to be removed from the right-of-way, and if they're not, we will remove them, and they have to come pick them up.
Yeah, sounds good.
They're not supposed to be in the right-of-way anyway.
No.
In the summertime, you know, it's okay to play basketball if that's all the parents want them to do, but we can't afford to tear up our trucks if we catch the net.
Right. No, thank you, Bob. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So we don't have anything on file anywhere that... Is there any kind of... Isn't there like some sort of general liability to begin with? Just they're not allowed to be in the right-of-way.
Do you know of any, Chief?
I guess we have the right for anything that's in the right-of-way.
Right.
But we just want to mention to the board that, hey, this is a problem.
Yeah.
It's costing us money now, and we need to address it.
I mean, is it necessary to actually pass a law to clarify it, I guess? Do we need to do that?
If you feel the necessity, you could resolve to pass a resolution with time frame, you know, where they will be removed.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, like you say, it's not supposed to be there anyway. We're being generous by letting them stay there for a while. Yes, go ahead, Leo.
I just have a question related to that. If there is a way that, you know, the owner could be held liable, because that may have been an old maintenance truck that got damaged, but I'm thinking fire trucks, squads, other vehicles, that $3,700 wouldn't cover the lights on one of those trucks, that I don't see a township absorbing that cost if that happens again.
Right.
If there's a way that liability could be conveyed to the homeowners that doesn't belong there really any time that can cause property damage to
township
equipment.
Right, I mean, Chief. Well, I don't know. It might, but have you run into Chief Honeycutt problems with fire trucks?
Not as of yet.
Okay.
We try to stay in the middle as much as possible.
You've got, yeah.
But, I'm not saying it couldn't happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, boy. I mean, I'm just wondering if we're even being too generous by letting people have it there for most of the year. If it's going to cause any problems for our trucks, or what about police cars?
Yeah, we haven't had a problem with that far before. It's more of a safety issue for these kids.
Oh, tell me about that then. Yeah, well if they're playing in the street, you're right.
Yeah, cars parking along the streets, and it's...
Right.
On that same vein, if we... permit it, so to speak, as a township during the non-winter months, are we saying that yes, it's okay to put things of a safety issue in the street, and we're condoning that? I'm concerned about the liability there, not just our own cost, but
selective enforcement.
Right.
Paul, and Leo, since you're here, I mean, is this an issue? Is this
would this fall under a zoning, health, safety, welfare?
Not typically. I'm thinking it's more of a enforcement issue on right away. Okay. Because when we're looking at any zoning plan, we go under the assumption that these road sides, sizes, radiuses, and all meet requirements, assuming there's not, you know, equipment in the street or parking in certain places. So we're assuming this is not going to occur when we're doing any review of plans.
Yeah.
As long as
it's
not a hindrance to traffic that allows free flow of traffic.
I mean, couldn't we apply this also to trees? I mean, if people let trees get unruly and they obscure stop signs, or if they stick
we
out.
We have a lot of them too.
Right.
A lot.
Well, we'll have to get this.
Yeah, we'll but that I'm glad you brought it to our attention. Yeah, we'll have to think about the
well,
best.
Yeah.
How did the snow clearing go?
It went good. If it would have been 15 degrees colder, we'd still be digging out. But since by the time we got halfway around, the roads were already starting to melt by uh-huh. themselves.
Uh-huh. Bob, I did see a couple emails come across from residents who were complimentary of mm-hmm. your service and the crew
yes.
and getting out there early, and we appreciate that too.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I had a friend today who doesn't live in the township who has his friend lives in the township. He forwarded me his Facebook post that was complimentary to Genoa Township, just saying it was so great to wake up and my street was already ready to go, and that was on top of other compliments that I received in person about. It was actually the GTBA, just compliments about the snow being cleared so quickly. So hats off.
Yes, thank you.
Pass the word on.
Thank you. Please do. All right.
It's hats
development
and,
zoning.
It's hats and coats on because they don't have any doors on their trucks now. So.
Yeah.
Gets cold quick. First item I had was board appointments. I just wanted to give you an update. We've been receiving applications from residents for board appointments, but it looks like we're still in need of some for the Parks Advisory Board. But I do have those. I went to print them off and got a couple more today, so I will pass those on to you for a discussion at your next meeting. The next item I had was an update on the comprehensive plan. Last Wednesday, we sent out the community survey. And I thank the trustees for their efforts in proofing that. We're at about 100 or 300 responses right now, but we definitely encourage residents to go onto the website and complete that survey. Based on responses, we may come back to you in April and ask for a postcard mailing or something mm-hmm. to increase response. But we're going to see what we can get through email and some of our meeting announcements. So.
And it's on the website?
It is on the website. It's front page under Township News. They can also reach it under the development and zoning portion. And we also put it up on Facebook and emailed it out to, I believe, homeowners associations and other contacts. So.
Oh, great. Great. Thanks, Joe.
And we get a lot of volunteers through that, too. So we'll try to sort through that. I think just use one example. I think we already had 70 volunteers for the levy committee. So it looks like we get a lot of support.
How many?
70.
Which levy?
Just in general. The question
general?
Was general just support
general.
For
let
them out and help.
Let it be known we aren't anticipating that many levies.
Sure. it may make some interesting meetings, though, having 70 people there.
Very
so.
Big committees, yeah.
Let me just, yeah.
Oh, that'll be good.
Wow.
That'll be interesting.
I just wanted to offer three dates to you as reminders. The open house for the Parks Advisory Board is going to be held on March 13th. It's next Wednesday here in the Township Hall. I believe that the newsletter advertised some other dates, so we just wanted to be clear on the fact it was going to be next Wednesday here at the here in the Community Hall.
What time?
It's at 7 p.m. And their major focus is to discuss this year's projects, get some feedback on the restroom facility at Freeman, and talk planning for, I think, the next few years. So, addition to that, the business associations holding a business conference here in the Township Hall on April 26th. That will further benefit the economic development efforts that we've engaged in with the business association. And lastly, May 4th here in the Township Hall, there'll be a seminar held for homeowners association members. perspective or existing to come and talk about different ways they can help and serve their business or their homeowners association, condo association, or civic association. That's on May 4th at 9 a.m. here in the Township Hall. I think that's all I have for you this evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Administration. Oh, fire. Is there anything? Chief Honeycutt?
No.
Okay. 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 Mr. Wise.
Thank you. Pat already took care of the Records Commission meeting, so I'll start off addressing the TIF, and I'm sure our trustee Carfagno will probably have some words also. Just for your information, the minutes from that meeting are already prepared. Here's a copy for you.
Thank you.
The meeting was held on the 5th of March. Representatives from Delaware County Engineer, the Delaware County Auditor was present, Trustee Carfagno, school board members, school board treasurer, and Delaware County Engineer's office, I believe.
City of Westerville.
The city of Westerville had a representative present.
Julie Colley was there.
So it was very well attended, along with our township legal counsel, Peter Griggs. At the meeting, we discussed the current valuation. The valuation actually went down from the previous year because of parcels owned by RRH Limited were decided to be by the state as exempt from taxation because those contained businesses with Columbus State, which are exempt from tax. And we did have to pay them a reimbursement for past years for their taxes on that parcel. So the TIF will be collecting less than normal, usual from that. March 2013 distribution of the TIF will be $219,305.89. Currently, I reported that the fund balance of the TIF as of the year end is $629,461.85. Of that, expenditures made last year were $131,566. The majority of that went to reimburse the city of Westerville for their Maxtown Road improvements. And I'll let Trustee Carfagno speak about
other issues. You covered it pretty well. I put together and I've given to you all an updated.
Thank you.
This is the spreadsheet that I update every year. As you know, after we entered into our agreement with both the Westerville City School District and the City of Westerville, part of that agreement was to extend the life of the TIF an additional 10 years. So when originally it was supposed to end in 2015, and now we'll run through 2025. Now, during that time, payments will be made to the Westerville City School District. They will be getting the bulk of the TIF payments rather than the township. However, the township will remain whole, so to speak. So the value of the funds that otherwise would have applied to township revenues are still going to go to the township. So
okay.
We're not going to lose any money during that time. And in fact, we will continue to collect the portion that would otherwise go to the township levies will still go into our TIF fund. Additionally, we will get $1 million of the TIF value. It's a lot to explain, but hopefully I'm getting it across. I have projected that amount during that time annually to be, using numbers from today, just under $140,000 annually.
Okay.
Last year, again, was kind of an aberration. We brought in a little over $177,000 into the TIF. That's because of the Columbus State ruling, so we end up having to owe a little bit of money on that. As Paul said, we're going to get our first payment is going to be just under $220,000. So if you take that times two, because we get two payments a year, we're looking at about $439,000 annually. So this year we'll get almost $439,000. I've plugged that into 2014 and 2015, and then obviously it'll go down to about $140,000 starting 2016. So, as Paul said, we today have $629,461. when you factor in those two payments, we should have just under $1 million by year end. That's assuming we don't expend any money out of the TIF fund. Now, I know that we have a couple of projects on tap, repaving the trail, one being one of them. There are also a lot of ideas floating around about certain development projects and whatnot. So that's kind of where things are. When you project it out to 2025, we're looking at about $3 million total. Again, that's assuming you don't spend the money, but we will be done making the city settlement payments at the end of 2015, which will be nice as well. That's about $125,000 currently. So, and again, the nature of the TIF fund is to benefit the TIF area.
That's what I was going to say. North, if you could just summarize what
It's essentially the Northgate area.
Okay.
It does go beyond the Northgate area somewhat. It's basically our commercial district.
Right. And certainly there are projects immediately east of the Northgate Shopping Center that, boy, I could use some work there. Things don't look all that great when you're looking east of what is it, J Company?
Yes.
Around,
yeah,
there.
I mean,
around that area, maybe actually west of J Company, too. I mean, there's...
J Company looks good.
J Company looks good, thank you. Yeah, you're right, that looks good. But there are the other, boy, I tell you, there's some junky areas.
A lot of good ideas floating around on what.
So hopefully we can use some of this money to.
Absolutely, and we don't necessarily have to spend the money within the TIF area.
That's a good point.
But the expenditures have to benefit the TIF area. One of the items that we negotiated were right-of-way easements along Maxtown Road all the way to Sunbury, and actually south of Sunbury, if we ever wanted to put a trail. Because that's City of Westerville property, and then we've received easements for that. Now, if we could ever do it, that's a whole other question. But we have the permission to do that. We could use TIF funds to pay for that.
Yeah.
We've also got easements along Route 3. If we ever wanted to put a sidewalk along, say, Route 3, right there in front of Arby's, in front of Turkey Hill, we want to run a sidewalk right there. Again, that's another candidate.
Right.
So, lots of ideas.
Anything, Trustee Everett?
No,
okay.
Good.
Thank you very much
just
for your work.
One
on
final
that.
Action from the meeting. The board of the TIF Review Council did move to recommend to the Board of Trustees that the TIF be continued for another year. So it's kind of a current, that seems to be a policy of the board, but it's one of their functions by law to do. So. I will file the report with the State Department of Development by the 31st of this month and make sure we're in full compliance.
Okay.
Do we need to pass a resolution to continue the TIFs? I know it's a recommendation to continue the TIF, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
I think it continues unless the board votes to discontinue it, doesn't it?
Okay. I'm not clear, so.
So I think we're in good shape there.
Okay, thank you very much for your work on that. Trustee Carfagna and Paul, thank you.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Question kind of related both to Bob and Paul. We were notified about some potential road improvements on Sunbury Road from County Line up to Maxtown. And had a couple residents longer contact me. Do we know anything more about what's going to happen there and when? And
I haven't heard any more.
I know that the county was granted some MORPC funds for complete streets, which part of the complete streets agreement is there has to be some pedestrian moving, whether it be multi-purpose trails or sidewalks. So we expect to see, at least from County Line North up to Maxtown Road, some trail or sidewalk in the near future, probably within 2 to 3 years.
Do we know what side? I mean, even are they going to go on the Columbus side, the residents? Because the residents are trying to figure out, am I going to lose some yard? Is there going to be a turn lane? And,
I don't know.
There's been a lot of communication.
I haven't seen the plans for that.
Someone was told that it was going to begin in March, so.
Maybe some
are.
Engineering, possibly,
or
yeah. So just a lot of questions, it seems to be floating around.
If they do need part of their property, they will be notified by the the county very soon.
They're not saying they're necessarily opposed to it or anything. They just are kind of curious as to what impact it's going to be.
With the trail up Sunbury Road to Maxtown, it puts the pressure on Genoa Township to talk about the future of a multi-purpose trail or sidewalk along Maxtown Road for connectivity purposes. So that's something to think about. I know we've been watching the production of the expansion of the church as part of this issue and seeing what direction the church goes in the near future with their...
ideally, it seems like if they were to stay on the east side of Sunbury for any development purposes, it's the city of Columbus's property. I'm sure the city may have some questions about it, but it would disrupt maybe two residences.
Mm-hmm.
If they were on the other side, it potentially would disrupt the number of our residents. And
the county may have a wide right-of-way through there anyway, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It may be 60, 70 feet.
I may reach out to the county engineer's office and see what's going on.
Tony, do you know what the wide right-of-way is through there? 15 feet beyond pavement.
Okay. Was mention ever made of widening Sunbury Road? I don't know where maybe I just imagined that.
Yeah. South.
North of the county line.
I don't know. Probably.
It wasn't part of this.
There may be a turning lane in the future as part of this complete streets project.
Okay. Yeah.
So that would require some widening.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess, again, just it's a communication issue. And, they went through a very nice program with us on Route 3, Old 3C, mm-hmm. where some work mm-hmm. being done there. And then we read about it in the newspaper that something's going to happen on Sunbury Road, which also could affect our residents, or it could be a very good improvement to the township as well. A lot of our residents use Sunbury Road. So just keep working with the county, I guess, to try to improve communications as best we can. So,
great.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Enough.
All right. Anything else to come before the board before the announcements? All right. Announcements, March 11th. Representative Rule visits from State Representative Margaret Rule from 2 to 4. She'll be in the township trustee room, actually. And on March 11th, there's a Zoning Commission meeting at 7 p.m. On March 13th, there'll be child IDs from 2 to 4 p.m. Is that in the township or?
Township office.
Okay. And on March 13th, Parks Board Open House at 7 p.m. And on March 19th, BZA meeting at 7 p.m. March 21st. Is the next trustee meeting at 7 p.m. And on March 23rd, the vaunted, talked about, well-attended egg hunt that takes place at, starts at 11. The egg hunt, or 10, I'm sorry, the egg hunt starts, or I'm sorry, that, well, like everybody gathers at 10, and then they hunt for eggs, and that's at 11. And then that lasts 3 minutes. And then it's over. So
like the Kentucky Derby.
It's like the Kentucky Derby. So make sure you're there early if you want to get any eggs or your kids want any. We're going to have a little separate thing for the adults that want to get eggs. We'll have about 4 of them there. Never mind. Okay. And we have no rain date for that. Hopefully, because it's at, we do have a rain date. Not really. We don't have a rain date. Okay. Hopefully, even if it's raining, we'll be able to have it there. But at least we're having it at the Westerville Central. And so that's a much better place than McNamara Park, which gets pretty soggy so at that time of year. So we'll hope that things are bright and sunny. Anyway, okay, any other announcements?
Just one quick comment for Chief Taylor, actually. I was talking to Lieutenant Thompson at the GTVA the other day, yesterday morning, and was very thankful. I saw an email go out about the senior home check program starting up again. And I think it's,
oh, yes.
It's great to see that your department's making that effort to...
We're going to resurrect that, Rick. After Sherry left, it's sort of Sherry Thacker fell off our radar screen, but we're going to resurrect it. We've already had three people call us up wanting to be contacted periodically, and we've had five volunteers call, volunteering to call the shut-ins. And we're going to expand it more than just seniors, but those who have disabilities that can't get out.
Boy,
so
that's
it's going to take, we were talking yesterday, try to include the fire department on this, but we're going to take baby steps this time before we really kick it off.
Well, I guess three quick suggestions. One would be maybe to check with the Liberty Township Fire Department. I know that they started the whole idea of like a registry of folks with special needs. I know with their levy problems, that's kind of been a casualty, but I don't know if they already have maybe some sort of a plan or a blueprint in place that you might be able to use towards expansion of that program.
Actually, Fire Marshal Skeel and Lieutenant Thompson have already interconnected, and I believe they're going to be moving forward together on it.
So it's going to,
because it does cross over.
Yeah, it's going to be a joint effort between the fire and police.
Second comment would be to possibly marry. It's great to hear that people actually want to volunteer to make the phone calls. If we could marry that with the ambassador program that I know Joe Clace is working to establish, the whole concept of having resident volunteers, this falls within it. You don't have to put on a vest and walk the trails. I mean, you could stay at home and make phone calls. If we could maybe incorporate that somehow into the ambassador program, I'd like to see that. And then the last remark I'd make would be, and this kind of goes back to the ambassador program, we talked about maybe developing like a marketing material, an informational brochure or pamphlet, something like that. It would be nice if this is something that we could hand out at community events to talk about the home check program for seniors, for folks with special needs.
Lieutenant Thompson's been talking about that specifically for the police, but it could very easily be incorporated with the fire department also, and perhaps with the ambassador program, but we're going to start on that soon.
I mean, I would be all for expending funds towards printing and publishing, developing any sort of ad material to as a handout. We can't market these things enough, so that's all I have.
And the bottom line is the safety of our residents, so that's what our goal is.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, along the same lines of safety, I just want to compliment Chief and a couple of his officers, I think, putting on the Women's Self-Defense Program, and it was well attended. It was good. My wife participated in it, so.
Oh,
great.
I met that, Carla. Your wife had a good suggestion where she suggested having a class for females starting college, ready to start college. So we already have one scheduled for May 28th, and we can just designate that for young ladies ready to start college.
Boy, that's wonderful. Good idea.
Maybe we do it at the Central High School. Or do it.
True. One thing, too, we followed up on our resolution last time where we talked about our support for our Genoa citizens and neighborhood schools, backing the concept of neighborhood schools for the good that it does for the community. And so we did send a letter to the Westerville School Board, all members of the Westerville School Board, so they would know of our resolution, and it just outlined the reasons that we support neighborhood schools because Westerville schools are considering a realignment program. And we have received favorable comment already from one of the school board members, school board member Crow, has responded favorably to our letter and thanked us for doing it. I did forward that letter on to the people who were here at our meeting who testified in favor of neighborhood schools. They appreciated the letter. Okay, anything else? I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will move. I'm sorry. Yeah. I will now move to adjourn into executive session at 8:29 p.m. to consider the purchase of property for public purposes and details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for a public body or a public office. If disclosure of the matters discussed could reasonably be expected to jeopardize the security of the public body or public office. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpon.
Aye.
We are adjourned into executive session. We're adjourned to executive session at 8:29 p.m. Yes. I will move to return from executive session to the regular trustee meeting at 9:39 p.m. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpon.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are back in executive, or from executive session into regular session at 9:39 p.m. Is there other business to come before the board at this time? Any other business? No. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
We will adjourn at 9. Well, a better discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpon.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 9:40 p.m.